17th parak of Kehilim, second Mishnah. Hachemas. Shiur b'bakiyah shel shi. Hachemas, some type of holder that they used to, made out of leather, which they used to hold. Threads in it. So in the weaving process, they had shi and eirid. The shi was the long way, and the eirid was going across it. So it had these little balls of these threads. It has to be able to hold that, those balls of thread. That's what it's made from. The main makabel shi, apishim makabel shel eirid. The thread that would go across in the weaving process is a little thicker than the other one. So, if it's not Mekabel Ishti, and it is Mekabel Ne'erim, then it's Tmei, then it is still Mekabel Tumah, because it's still usable. Yeah. No, as long as it's Mekabel, the larger ones, the Erim, it's enough. Base Kairis, She'enu Mekabel Kairis. If you have a Kali, which is made to store plates in, Avapisha, Mekabel Tamchulim Tumim, even though it's not Mekabel, a regular plate, but it's Mekabel larger plates, larger bowls. It's also Tumim because it was used for that also. In other words, something has two uses, and one of the uses is it has a hole which is not usable for anymore, as long as it's usable for the second one, it is Tumim. Beisari, Shein Mekabel Amashkin, Afa Pisha Mekabel Sari, Tumim. Beisari is a pot, potty for excrement and urine, so even though it has a hole and the urine would come out of it, but as long as it could hold the solid waste, that's still tummy. Rabbi Gamliel Matai, Rabbi Gamliel says, even so it is toya, because the maisa, the pneishen mekaimim maisa. Explanation of Rabbi Gamliel is because since its primary use is for urine, even though it still can be used for excrement, people throw it out, and a kli that is already in the eyes of people, something that they throw out, it's not mekabel tumah.